la la, what a beautiful day, Bibsy.
I know, it's so wonderful here in the land of magic. Nothing bad can ever happen.
I know, we are so wonderfully blessed to be... Wait, what is that I hear?
Again,
Mayor Monster, we are protected by the great saviors called OK Plus Nerds. Get 'em, Pixie!
This is the starting of this week's show of OK Plus Nerds. Obviously, you've heard our latest intro. Feel free to tell me how great it is, because I got bored when my patients didn't show up. Apparently, they heard that you get stuffed into a giant tube when you come see me, and that's not exactly right, but whatever.
That's better than getting stuffed with a giant tube.
That's true. We're at David's house this night, and...
Third show in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. High five, buddy. High five.
Way to represent.
Having a baby is teaching me how to commit.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you gotta start sometime.
Yeah.
And this grape juice you've got is fantastic.
Grape juice with 11% alcohol.
I really don't see how anybody calls that wine. I'm not knocking it, but that has got to be the Green Lantern of wines.
It's good.
Movie-wise.
But it's not crap.
No, it's not. It was flavorful and delightful.
Surprisingly good. It's magically delicious.
Oh, God.
You're not wearing your headset. I was going to say, how am I coming in? I know I have issues. Speaking up.
Okay, so we're actually starting. You guys have got your significant others here who are carrying your...
future nerds.
Yeah. And there's a lot of estrogen out there. It's kind of scary to open those doors.
Actually, it's an even number out there because there's two girls and there's two boys.
Exactly.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah. Like, your dad said that that's a kid, a boy now?
Yeah, oh yeah, doctor is pretty positive.
Real?
Yeah.
That's not a tail?
Nope, he showed me pictures.
Mm.
If it was a tail, it's got two nuts hanging from it.
Well, congratulations. Well,
thank you.
This week we left you with a cliffhanger for last week's show that we never answered. What happened to Bryce when he went to Oklahoma City? His wife did not have a baby.
Thank God. That'd have been hectic. It was already stressful.
Yeah? Tell us about it.
The best way to describe what my new job is think about, like, if you're watching SportsCenter on ESPN, and or the news even. You know, you're sitting there watching it on your TV, and then, like, they have something behind them, and it's changing screens, or the graphics on the screen are changing, or something's popping up on the screen.
Is it like when the news guy's talking and a little window pops up to the left of his head?
I'm the guy that's controlling all that stuff behind the stage.
So if you press the wrong button.
Yeah, if I press the wrong button.
You could go to the weatherman in the little corner, like, well, he's
picking his nose. Not exactly. Not exactly like that, but, like...
You're the guy giggling off to the side saying, this is so cool!
Well,
you're
like,
the guy that went to your last day if they pissed you off.
Oh, yeah, there'd be a giant penis going across the screen.
Right in the guy's mouth.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it.
Okay, well, no, for everybody that can't see that, Bryce just mimicked something blowing all over his face.
But it was pretty cool because it was at the, Cox Center in Oklahoma City.
How's that and, irony?
Yeah, but like I had to go up and I went up into the catwalks and it was 64 feet in the air. That was pretty trippy.
Did you have to lean out over the seats?
Yeah.
That's I hate that. Adjusting lights?
No, we were pulling up a rope that was tied to one of the trusses that had our projector screen on it.
Used to have to get out in the PAC at Jinx and adjust those lights for Mr. Honaker.
I remember that.
Well, we're not going by this if we're already talking about how my week was.
Now, this is your catch-up.
My catch-up?
Yeah, we're starting.
Where's my mustard?
I was just going to say that.
it was really cool. Really stressful because I've never done anything like this before.
No mess-ups.
Yeah, no mess-ups.
Good
I mean,
job.
It was really cool because I had two Macs in front of me, two laptops, and I had my main graphics running on one, and then I had my freeze graphic running on the other one for, like, if something happened, we could go to the freeze screen that would just be, like, a normal screen. And the screen that this stuff was going on was, like, 35 by 65 feet. I mean, it's fucking massive. Massive. And so I had my two laptops.
So if you're, like, watching porn on one, there's no way you can look at that and say, I've got bigger.
Yeah, there's no way. So I have my two laptops in front of me, and then I have my transition box, which is controls screen is up on the main screen. And so I'd have my graphics running on one, and then I'd have my headset on, and the producer who's out in the front is like, all right, next slide now. And so I'd hit the button, and the next slide would go. And she'd be like, next slide now. So I'd hit the button, next slide would go. And then she'd be like, all right, freeze now. And so then I'd have to hit the button on the transition machine, and it would bring up the thing on this computer, and then I would control what's going next on this computer, and then she'd be like, all right, back to the slide now. I hit the transition button. I mean, it was stressful, especially since I've never done anything like that before.
And you were doing this for a porn convention?
No, it's called, like, Innovation 2011. It was some educational thing.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah, you're way off. There was a couple...
Porn can be educational.
There was a...
I know, right?
There was a senator there and a representative and the...
So what you're saying is there was a lot of, like, prostitutes there.
Yeah, there was a lot of blowhards there. But but it was cool. But, I mean, it was a great experience and really, really, really glad I'm not flinging pop.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So.
All right. Well, that's Bryce's cliffhanger from the previous show.
Yep. And they put us up in, like, a 4-star hotel.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get any prostitutes?
No prostitutes. I almost bought porn one night, but I didn't.
Well, yeah, you've got an iPhone.
Yeah, but it was, like, $20. The hotel was only, like, $20 for their movies.
$20 for, like, 5 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, I got my iPhone. But it was really nice. I mean, the hotel. I was on the 7th floor, and the 8th floor was supposed to be haunted.
So, really?
Yeah, I would have told him I want another floor if I didn't.
Awesome, man. Yeah, stay on the floor.
Nope. I can handle.
Here's
heights.
How Bryce practices Ghostbusters. Do I know you got? That's what I was looking for.
My God, I love that. I love that stuff. I've got me an EMF detector.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where,
dude? I've got a digital recorder to do EVPs. My brother's house was haunted at one point in time. And I got voices.
Really?
Got cabinets opening.
I'm calling bullshit.
No.
See, no. Where was his house?
His house is up on, is down from you, 4th and Yale.
You just shut your fucking mouth right now.
It's an older house, probably built the same time yours was.
There's a shit ton of houses around there that are haunted. Going down Cincinnati, the street I live on, if you just go straight down it, there's like 3 houses all next to each other, and... they're all weirdly possessed.
Yeah, the stuff he, like, they'd woke up in the middle of the night, and it sounded like, you know, they grabbed baseball bats and stuff, because they're like, somebody's broke in, they're going through our things. He'd get out in the middle of the night, nobody's in the house. I've got a woman's voice in there, I've got 2 male voices talking to each other in there, I've got cabinets opening and closing in the middle of the night, because I left a recorder there all night. I've got some video of, my EMF detector leaving it.
Did you sit in the corner of the house with your Call of Duty night vision goggles?
No, I did not. We did do an EVP session there, and I didn't get anything but asking any questions.
Wait. So when you say, like, EVP, you're not like...
electronic voice phenomena.
So you're not... Are you, like, sitting in a circle with some
sitting at the
blind
table.
Lady going...
No. You basically sit at a table, you've got your recorder there, and you ask questions, and you get pauses between questions. And
was
you
there a Ouija board involved?
No.
Okay.
No Ouija board involved.
All right.
No. My little meter that detects electrical and magnetic fields, and a few times I'd ask a question, that thing would start going crazy. Which was kind of cool, but... It was...
Yeah, I'll edit that.
Okay.
It's not going to be a problem.
But I love doing that stuff. In fact, Tulsa does a ghost tours thing every around Halloween and stuff, into the fall and into the winter. And I'm like dry humping this table now.
I've got to get you on this mic.
I need to just get a headset with a mic so I can.
We should do that.
Aviator mic.
Do you have your gamer headset?
I do, actually.
Is it a USB plug-in?
I believe
Bluetooth.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, I bought a headset for the computer, but it uses the jacks, the mic, and the...
I'm really tempted to test it out.
We can try.
But then are we going to pick up, like, double feedback or whatnot?
I don't know. If you plug into the mic with this, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to monitor sound levels pretty well.
Oh, okay, so there's an echo.
But, you've got...
That's what I was talking about. That's what I've got connection-wise.
I think maybe we should worry about this after the show.
And we can
implement it on next week's.
Yeah. Well, we need to get individual mics for each of us.
Okay, scoot this back. Hey, yeah. Talk louder, David.
All right. I will scream at the mic. Nobody can hear me.
Don't do it.
Let's do it.
There it goes.
Okay, I'll lean forward.
You see how quickly it fades off right there? That's when you move 1 inch away.
All right.
I'm sorry. I wasn't.
So we got the email set up.
Yes.
Except you know, we need to change that on the website.
It looks confusing.
Well, because you have our name and then the email address as one thing.
Oh.
When you click on it, it brings up the wrong email address, and you have to go in there and manually delete our name.
Fuck.
Well, I'm trying to help people out here because you know, I'm not saying our.
You could have told that to me before today.
Well, I just now remembered it. So, but
I didn't think you could click on it. I just noticed it and thought, oh, that looks kind of connected.
Yeah. Now, when you click on it, it says like Thomas and then dash Thomas J at, and it makes it all as one, like our name is twice on our email address.
So I need to just add a couple spaces.
Yeah. Just make it where it's not.
Or you do the what is it? The colon, the two little dots, and then double space.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Hey, but should prevent it from.
But so, anyways,
mess with my colon and make some space.
So anyway, so our emails are set up. So people, email us, please.
Yes, there's Brycey-Poo@okplusnerds.com, DNR@okplusnerds.com, and then ThomasJ@okplusnerds.com.
Which I need to. Since I'm home now, I need to get that routed to my iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's totally easy. It's real easy. But it's yeah, you know, check us out, hit us up, send us some hate mail. We'll answer your nerdly questions. We've been answering questions for other shows, ironically, who they get into their own debates. And I've had Laser Source start hitting me up, wants to know what our take on the Infinity Gauntlet is. And yeah, like old school Infinity.
I was gonna say, they're not bringing that back or something, are they?
No,
just old school.
Adam Warlock is a pimp. I don't care.
I'm sorry.
He is a pimp.
No.
He is a pimp.
I think Thanos is a badass.
Well, Thanos is a badass. Thanos is a badass, but I've always been an Adam Warlock fan.
At no point. Like, I even bought his comics trying to get into it, and I was like, nah, I can't. The dude could have stopped the whole thing from the get-go.
But then there would have been a cool story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it could have been a totally different cool story. But the whole thing is like...
Superman could have broke Lex Luger's neck. The first issue, and then boom.
But that's been because Superman's stories. A great guy. Like,
he had to sell books.
No. None of his books are leading up to him snapping Luther's necks. No. That's not it.
Everyone reads, and they're like, is he going to snap it this week?
Yeah. When's he going to kill that fucker? God dang.
400 issues. He hasn't done it yet. Keep reading.
900. It's 900. Didn't it hit 900 a couple weeks ago?
Really? Something like that.
Yeah. Action Comics 900.
They better not fuck that up.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, it's up to 903. I'm reading it as part of the Reign of Doomsday.
Really?
Deal's going on, yeah. 903, I always sort it up to.
Back to the DC.
Dude!
We were talking, you know, you brought it up with the whole Action Comics.
I'm just going to say this. Knocking DC.
I'm not knocking DC. I just
saying
like
you're a Marvel fan is like having penis envy because you're looking at a universe of guys that have just... can level a world with a mean fart.
I just like getting David riled up.
Yeah, I try. I won't fight him back because I like Marvel too.
Yeah. I like some DC, but like
I keep waiting for you to like, you know, oh, David Smash.
That wouldn't be DC.
Huh?
That wouldn't be DC though.
So he just said he was a fan of Marvel.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he can't attack me with Hulk if. I'm dissing well,
okay,
DC.
What are you going to do? What are you going to defend with?
I feel like we're playing with cards here. I can't draw
my magical bunny turds on your chest.
You can't play with bunnies. You're reptiles. That's kind of what it would be.
What is that episode of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon, where they're playing with Will Wheaton?
Oh, yeah.
It's like his bunny of doom or his mystical bunny or something, and he loses the... Wheaton!
Doesn't he let... him win?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Wheaton lies to him about his meme.
Gam-Gam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his Gam-Gam.
He's like, you have a game to kick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She called me Moon Pie. Anyways, Thomas, how was your week?
Well, the 4th of July came and went. Did we do anything? Did we hang out together for the 4th? We did. We hung out at James's house. And drank. And played Kinect. For the 4th of July.
Where were you?
I never got an invite. Thanks.
Way to be, Bryce. Way to be.
I don't... Oh, I feel bad now. What'd you do on the 4th, David?
Quick! Say something good about AC!
Power Woman's hot.
She is. I know you like Power Girl.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who doesn't like Power Girl?
Okay, hold on. Before I forget about this. What was that face for?
Did you see, like, the Detective Comics where she's taking a bolt of lightning to the chest?
Okay, but...
It's awesome!
I got something for her chest.
That's just it. Like, Batman's standing behind her going, woo, like, making a crazy face, and she's sitting there just, like, boobs out and taking lightning straight to her knockers.
So... After
it's awesome.
After reading your Flash Rebirth stuff that you let me borrow, it's really bugging me. I'm jumping ahead here. I'm jumping straight to a nerd out here.
Yeah, that's fine.
DC Comics are running ads for Marvel stuff in their comics, and then Marvel is running ads for like Green Lantern and shit like that in their comics. What? I don't understand what's going on with that.
Part of me wonders if maybe because. I think as time goes on, I don't know if comics are taking a hit, industry-wise.
Well, they are. I mean,
and maybe they're just everybody's just supporting everybody, saying, yeah. "Hey, you know."
Okay, well, it's all got to do with the lead distributor of comics, which is only one. It's like Diamond Distributing or something. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
they're the main and pretty much only distributor, and they apparently suck balls. This is what I've heard. I have not heard many shops saying great things about them. It's all due to Diamond's rates or however they're making the sales happen. I'm not sure. I am not a comics shop guru. Would you quit picking your ear with his drumstick and then smelling it?
Oh,
good God.
I wasn't picking my ear. I was just doing
it. Well, you seen if it'll go all the way through?
No, I tried that. It didn't work.
God. But, yeah, they're first off, Marvel markets like professionals. Like,
well, yeah, I mean that's I'm not dissing DC here, but that's why you always see Marvel everywhere. I mean, because when you see Marvel in stores, you see the whole Marvel lineup. When you see DC in stores, you see Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern,
and
Flash, and that's it.
Well, yeah, but those are their major icons.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, when you see Marvel in stores, I mean, you see, you know, everything. Captain America, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man. I mean, you get the whole lineup. You can go to Target, and you can find, you know, a bazillion t-shirts of Marvel shit, and then you'll find, like, three t-shirts on DC. And, I mean, Marvel markets, like, I mean, they're... Brilliant.
Marvel definitely does have a bigger selection of better heroes.
And another part of it is, though, is also they're owned by Disney.
They were marketing gurus before
They filed for bankruptcy in 98, 99. So, Spider-Man saved their ass.
Well, they've been around forever.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, though, I mean...
And DC's, you know, kind of been sucking balls on the marketing aspect for how long?
I don't know, David. How long has DC been sucking balls? All right. Anyway, finish out how your week was.
My week after the 4th, it was good. My patient coordinator. This is just a little rant for everybody out there that thinks that when you give your 2 weeks, it's not important to finish.
Stay for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Good Lord.
I thought she had to stay like 2 days after her 2 weeks.
No. No, like, the on the paperwork with my company, her last day was the 8th, was yesterday.
Yeah.
She got permission to leave Tuesday.
Oh.
She then rescheduled and said she'll stay till Wednesday because she wanted to get a better paycheck or something like that. Never showed up. any day.
Nice.
So let me just say, for everyone that thinks that, you know, just because you are friendly with the people that you work with and you're leaving on semi-good terms.
Not now.
Yeah, seriously. Don't be a dick. But that's my rant.
Douchebag.
I picked up a couple comics. I've got the Fear Itself number 4. I haven't read it yet.
Did that come out Wednesday?
Fear Itself number 4, yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I knew I should have went by there.
Yeah.
I went by Tuesday to pick up before I went to Oklahoma City. Sorry.
That's okay. We're practicing manners here on this episode.
I apologize.
Not talking over each other. God damn it!
No, I went by Tuesday to pick up, because I hadn't been able to go the last 2 weeks. And I was hoping.
And he still hadn't made me a box yet, so I.
He waits to make sure that you're not gonna.
Yeah, flake.
Yeah, flake. So. You should ask for box number 88.
What's that?
I'm 87.
So there's some 88. Schmuck already in 88. Oh. Yeah, he didn't have a box up for me yet. But I've got Flashpoint number 3, and I haven't read it yet. But in Flashpoint number 2.
Hold on, don't give anything away.
You haven't read them?
No, I bought Flashpoint number 1, and then I was waiting to finish up Rebirth and all that shit that you let me borrow.
Did you read Flashpoint number 1?
Yeah, I have it.
He doesn't have his powers. The Flash does not have his powers.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, Batman is his dad or something.
No,
Batman's Thomas Wayne.
That's what I meant. Batman is Bruce Wayne's dad.
Yes, not the Flash's dad.
Not the Flash's dad.
That would be kind of weird.
That'd be funny.
I wonder. Yeah, that'd be cool to explain that, though. Yeah, that'd be funny. Dad?
But it was cool, though, the last... All right, sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, so...
I want some more grape juice.
Yeah, that's just a lot of fun. Flashpoint number 2, he spins the comic trying to get his powers back and gets all the chemicals.
I don't want to hear this. I haven't read it yet.
You need to... I'm not going to spoil it for you. He just fries himself with a bolt of lightning.
He basically says, I'm going to get my powers back by doing the exact same shit that happened to me in Versailles.
Well, then he have chemicals spill on him, though, too?
Yeah.
Does he already have the chemicals on him?
Well, Batman and him get all the chemicals together.
You know, Batman's lab and stuff. He goes to his Batcave.
Oh.
How does lightning strike in a Batcave?
He's hooked up to what looks like an electric chair.
Nice. Yeah, no, they're sitting outside of Wayne Manor, and it's all decrepit. And he's in an electric chair that, you know, is one of Batman's trophies. And he's got the jars of chemicals stacked all around the electric chair. And he's just sitting there going, come on.
Well, like, Batman's like, are you sure this is going to work?
He's like, this is how I got my powers the first time. Huh. So, the start of Flashpoint number 3, I haven't finished it yet. But the start of want to say, but because of certain... Yeah.
We'll say next week.
Next week, we'll spoil it. Because I just spoiled number 2 for you and Bryce. Dude, your tongue is blue.
It's because I'm drinking an ocean water from Sonic.
Okay. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? All right. I'm not saying any more about it.
Okay.
He's taking my drumsticks out of your freaking ears.
Good God.
David, how was your week?
Man.
Besides not getting paid.
we mean working overtime and not getting paid.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. But
do we need to go watch that... Kill Your Boss movie?
No. Horrible Bosses? No. My boss is not horrible. He's a great guy. I totally understand what's going on, and so I'm not saying anything against him at all whatsoever. Guy takes care of me. So, it's a small company. We're starting out.
Did he cut the balls?
Huh?
Hold on. Did he cut the balls?
Your knees were dirty.
Yeah, swallow the goo?
No, really, they are good people that run this company. It's a small company. It's one of those companies where it involves a lot of money to make a lot of money. So it's an engineering firm. But anyway, I worked, literally. Like, I worked till from 7 in the morning to like 8:30 at night on some days. And
that sucks.
Yeah, I didn't have time for much, have any fun. 4th of July was great. I went to like 3 different hangouts.
Well, see, you wouldn't have come to James's anyways.
So I would have if I got an invitation. Was it on Monday?
I don't know what day it was.
It was Monday.
Monday was at 6 o'clock go have dinner with my parents, and then we drove out to Spalpa to watch fireworks, which were only 15 minutes long anyway. So an invite to a party would have been kind of cool.
Sorry. We're assholes.
That's right. I understand. It happens. You get busy. You can think about things. It's cool.
Speak up.
You get busy. You don't think about things.
I don't think you've ever
it's cool.
Just speak up.
Alright, so.
Alright, there's the weekly catch up.
What is today?
Saturday?
No, I know, but
the 9th.
The 9th? So we still got, what, another... Captain America is 2 more weeks.
Captain America, yes, is 2 more weeks. Okay. And I was looking at IMDb for future movies. Captain America is Friday, July 22nd.
Yeah.
IMDb's coming movies, and the new Ghost Rider they have down here.
Yeah, I'm not too stoked.
Spirit of Vengeance.
We went to some fancy, swanky restaurant in Oklahoma City Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl there that looked just like Eva...
Longoria?
No, whatever the Ghost Rider chick is.
Mendes, Eva Mendes.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, she was...
It's probably Eva Mendes.
No, it wasn't.
She was... asked her for her autograph.
She was a little... She was short and a little bit chunkier.
You should have asked her for her autograph.
She had that Latino butt thing going on.
Latino nice. Butt thing.
Yeah.
Another movie I saw on here that they're doing is a Mad Max movie.
Is
not Mel Gibson.
Well, then it's not a Mad Max movie.
I understand, but, I mean...
Really?
Yeah. It's the guy who plays Bane. In the next movie is in it.
Actually. Oh, the guy that plays Bane in...
The new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. He plays Mad Max.
Well...
They don't have much here in terms of, you know, what it's going to be about and all that, but, you know, it's on here showing what dates it's going to be released on. I'm trying to find it again.
Didn't you go see Transformers?
Yes. Let me just explain how awesome my woman is. Not only does she make out with other girls... We went and saw Super 8 with the Rents and Eric, and that was a lot of fun.
How was it?
Fucking badass. It was really good. Lots of highs and lows. The monster in that, the alien.
I don't give anything away. I haven't seen it yet.
Just gonna say it's one of the most badass aliens you've probably ever seen.
Okay, cool. I heard it was like E.T. on crack.
Oh, dude. Like on an acid trip with some crystal mesh shoved up the butt. And you're like, woo, his eyes bugged out.
Nice. Boy, he's so pissed.
Yeah. So go to Transformers.
Well, here's the thing. We went and saw Super 8, and the love of my life, we walked by Transformers 3D, and she reaches in the 3D eyeglass bin and goes, oh, hey, here are our tickets. And we immediately walked straight into Transformers 3D right as it was starting. Like, it finished its last teaser. We got great seats and watched Transformers 3D in 3D, and it was great. Now, I'm speaking experience-wise. It was amazing. The movie itself, much better story than Transformers 2.
That's not saying a whole hell of a lot.
Well, the fact is Transformers 2 is a 23-page script that Bay was like, I'm going to add a here, and a lot and a 3-second cutaway scene here, and like...
Some lens flares or whatever they're called, here, yes, here, and here. Yeah.
The story was really good. I'm sorry to say the hottie of this movie...
Can't act.
Oh, it's awful.
Like Megan Fox was a good actress.
No, like, I'm not saying Megan Fox was a good actress, but at least she was established in the story.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing, if this girl pops up, and they talk about Megan Fox like a couple times, like, oh, she dumped me because, you know, she was just, she went crazy or something like that. Like, they, like, little jabs here and there, and it's funny. But this movie opens up, like, with this girl, like, the camera's right on this girl's ass, and it is... Very nice. It's a great way to start a movie.
Is it better than the whole Camaro scene in the first Transformers with the hood where she's popping the hood?
Yeah.
And
it's
better than that?
Yeah. Yeah. And see,
I had dreams about that scene for a long time.
About the car or the girl?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a 3D movie and it starts off and you've got this ass right in your face as she's walking upstairs. So but she's doing like the Victoria's Secret walk where she's walking on her toes.
Well, isn't she a Victoria's Secret model?
Yeah. And that's probably where she should stay. Yeah. But like she's dating Sam, she just wants this like wholesome relationship with them, although
she wants to live a normal life where shit doesn't blow up.
No, she wants to live a normal life where like people don't abandon her and go off to war because she's got issues because her brother was killed in war.
Sam will bring the war to her.
Yeah, that's what happens. But it's like there's a very minimal amount of robots bashing each other's faces.
Minimal?
Well, for the first 90 minutes.
Okay.
And
they shove it all into, what, 15 at the end of
it? No, they shove it. There's a fair amount of, once fighting starts, it does not stop for a good 60 to 45 minutes. Like, Optimus Prime the final fight scene. Like, there's a... I'm not going to give it away, but there's a reason he is the badass that he is.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, in the second movie where he tears off the dude's face, he's like, give me your face. And, you know, and you're like, oh, that was kind of dark. It gets darker.
Cool.
Leonard Nimoy as Sentinel Prime. I keep expecting him to just be like, that's not logical. Because he sounds like a fucking robot.
He's just reprising his role that he did in the
original series.
Yeah, the original series. Leonard Nimoy was the voice of Sentinel Prime in the cartoon.
Yeah. Damn, I did not know that.
Back in the '80s, he was on the when they killed Optimus Prime, which was the most horrible.
Well, didn't they bring him back as, like, Rodimus Prime?
Spark.
So. See, and I kept thinking they were going to do that. I thought that they were going to, like...
Well, hold on, don't give me any win.
They didn't. There were so many things that could have been so much cooler in the Transformers universe that Bay just kind of like, meh. Because he was, like, having a little pouty fit about having to use 3D cameras. He couldn't do his, like, quick pan scenes. He had to hold the scenes. It made the movie better, but, like, I was expecting a couple more explosions. I was wanting a here and a lens flare there. But you still got lots of it. There's a scene where guys do their, like, jumping out of a plane, the army guys, and they're in their flying squirrel suits.
Oh, yeah.
They do, like, a jump, and they're only maybe a couple thousand feet up. And they're in the air, apparently, forever. I was like, okay, gravity and the laws of physics have got to not apply at this moment.
You know, Transformers 2 had a whole bunch of issues with stuff like that. Like, when they walk out of the museum in Washington, and then there's all of a sudden this big airfield.
Yeah.
And mountains in the background.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that was with them teleporting and jumping around.
No, that was not with the teleporting. I think that was with the leap. They walked out of the museum after they got, what's his name, the SR-71
blaster. Yeah, but that was the Air and Space Museum.
Yeah, they walked outside the Air and Space Museum. And
yeah, but it's all giant hangars.
But there were a bunch of dead planes in the back and a bunch of mountain ranges. It's like, that is not in Washington. None of that is in Washington.
That's a good point.
But they had a whole bunch of little things like that in Transformers 2. It's like the editors do not pay attention to this crap.
Yeah. Well, Transformers 3, lots of fun. Go see it. I stayed through the credits waiting for something cool to pop up, and nothing did. I hear murmurs of they could do more Transformers. I'm not sure they're gonna.
I'm gonna ask an obvious question. I haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question. Is Megatron back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, dude. It gets really good with Megatron.
Okay. Cool. Starscream.
I just want to start talking about how they all...
Soundwave.
Soundwave is, like, the biggest badass of them all.
Okay, cool. Is he still Satellite?
Jumps back and forth between them.
Okay, cool. Those characters
when he starts participating, like, it's just brutal.
Still has his cool voice, like, from the... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
It's really, really, really good. So saw those movies. Let's see. Saw Troll Hunter. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
It's on in demand right now for $7 for the high def version. You get to watch a guy cruelly slaughter a civilization of trolls. Granted, they eat us and smell foul.
So they deserve it.
I don't know. It's Norwegian, and like the whole time they're calling this guy a Norwegian hero, and he's like, don't call me a hero, I've slaughtered babies, and like he slaughtered troll babies. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good movie. Well done. Looks like a documentary. I would watch it again if...
It wasn't $7.99?
No, I'd watch it again. Like, if Jen came home and she's like, I've heard good things about Troll Hunter. Let's watch Troll Hunter. I'd be like, let's watch it.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything else? Real quick plug. Want to say, go check out mattchinworth.com. That is the guy that's doing the art for our show. He is a middle school. Anyway, he teaches art at Jinx, where we all used to go. And, mattchinworth.com.
Two T's?
Yes, I believe so. Real nice guy, real great guy. We'll do custom orders.
I want to read it out here just real quick. Matt Chinworth, M-A-T-T. CHINWORTH.com.
Speak up.
Turn that on louder, too. Because when you type, it goes...
Oh, I don't know how to turn it on.
It's,
sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
sorry.
Barely popping up.
If anyone didn't catch that, that's Matt, M-A-T-T, Chinworth, CHINWORTH.com.
Very good. Thanks, David.
So,
He's
got some pretty cool art. Looking at his website right here.
Yeah, dude. He's a big Star Wars nerd. Like, we need to have him on the show. He wants to hang out. He's doing a Harry Potter fest tonight. And his apartment's actually...
Is that Bill Murray?
Yes, that's Bill Murray.
That's a pretty damn good picture of Bill Murray.
Yeah. Well, they've got snitches and floating candles all over his apartment. And that's awesome. A really good job with that. Great guy. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate your hard work.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Love the stuff you're doing.
Now, let's start. We're going to address some web mail. We've got a little bit of web mail.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom's got web mail.
What did I say?
Well, I mean, it's...
Actually, I haven't checked my emails since Thursday.
Really?
I've got one bit of mail. What? No, it was from you, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I was like, really? Who? Oh.
Yeah, well, I sent you an invite on your email address to be a moderator on the blog, and you haven't accepted it yet.
I never got it. It
says invite sent.
Well, my
whatever. Computer doesn't
what,
say
what email invite did we get? Why, you should have told us before the show so we could prepare our answers.
Oh. So, the email that we've got.
This ain't like Viagra email.
Actually, I did get the Viagra email, and to answer that, no. I am extremely happy with the size of my penis and how I can go all night long. To answer...
Viagra doesn't make a penis bigger, it just makes it stay up.
You want your money back, don't you, David?
Is that an Asian joke?
Oh, God. I'm Filipino, that's not Asian.
It's an Asian country.
They just speak Spanish. So you got doubly small wieners.
Oh, bazinga.
It's not proven that Spanish people have small peckers.
No, they just like to run around naked on beaches and wear thongs.
Canceling out thing. Two small peckers make one giant pecker.
So like
two small peckers make a clit. Too soon?
You hear that?
Cricket. Cricket.
But,
where's the soundboard?
All right. Getting back to webmail. To Julie from Ohio.
What?
We're all taken. Thank you. You can stop sending us pictures of you and your cows. To Frank from Cincinnati. Moving out would probably be a good idea. Your mom might not appreciate your collection, but I'm sure you'll find a woman that does. And, you know.
Don't show it to her till after you marry her.
The collection.
Yeah.
The collection.
Yeah, the collection. Yeah.
Anything else you're thinking we thought you meant, show it to her on the first date. It works every time. And then we've got, I can't say this name. It's like French Canadian. They're from Saskatchewan. All I can say is.
It's not supposed to burn when you pee.
But that's it. So there, and we've got a couple other shows that are tuning in. They seem fairly cool. There's the Big Sharp Show, Big Pointed Sharp Show. Man, now I feel like a dick because I'm getting it wrong.
Douchebag.
No, I was right. Big Sharp Show. The Big Sharp Show and Laser Source. Those guys are listening, and we appreciate you tuning in. Laser Source, we've talked about before. He's been hitting me up for little bits of nerd information. His latest question is, if Bruce Wayne wasn't born into riches or wealth, would he still have been Batman?
He'd have been Robin.
But he would have had to have found a Batman to become Robin. I think his money was a lot of the reason he was able to do what he was doing.
See, I don't think so. I think
he'd be a different kind of hero. He'd have his detective skills.
I still think he'd be Batman. I still think he would eventually have been Batman.
No, because the only reason why he's Batman is because he can afford to buy all of his gadgets. Because he has no superpower.
That's just it.
How would he have his gadgets if he didn't have money?
Exactly. Okay. And half his training came from traveling around the world.
Yeah, because he could afford to.
But the whole thing is he gave that up. Like, the whole thing, he didn't take a private jet to go do his training.
He was a trust fund baby.
Declared dead after 7 years.
He wouldn't have been Batman.
I think he would have.
No.
Luther ruined Gotham and brought down Wayne Tech or Wayne Enterprises or whatever it was. And he posed that very same thing. And the whole idea
That's the same. Would there have been a Spider-Man if the Spider would have bit Flash instead of Peter?
Would there have been a Spider-Man?
No, there wouldn't have been.
He may have been Batman, but he would have been a different hero because he wouldn't have his gadgets.
But he would still be Batman. The whole essence behind it. It's not the gadgets that make him Batman. It makes it easier, but it doesn't make him Batman.
But if he wouldn't have had the money, would he have even became Batman? Because would his parents have been killed leaving the show, the big fancy show?
Say that they were trying to, you know, sell a crack rock so they could eat for the next day and they got shot.
His mom was working a corner and his dad came to collect and they got shot by an angry customer.
Boom. Does he become Batman? Now it sounds more like he becomes Pimp Man, but
exactly. I'm sorry, I just don't
defending
see
defending hookers everywhere.
I don't see him becoming Batman.
That's actually Santa Claus.
I mean, that's
Saint Nicholas is the patron saint of prostitution.
I think if he was Pimp Man too, he'd have to be black, and he's not, so that would
he work. Wears a lot of it.
White people can be pimps.
Really?
I think so.
That's kind of racist.
Anyways, maybe. I don't see him being Batman.
I do.
I don't. I mean,
it's all the will behind his actions, like.
If he doesn't have money, where's the will? Because his parents probably wouldn't have been shot and killed.
Jesus Christ, I'm talking about willpower, inheritance.
That's what I'm saying, though. His parents weren't killed, he wouldn't have become Batman.
He may have been a dude running around in a do-rag that covered his eyes in a leather jacket.
Thank you.
Yeah, he might not call himself Batman, though, but he might have been scrapped.
But see, that's just...
He would have been the freaking
Batman
Punisher.
Batman was fighting for a reason, so, I mean...
If he didn't have money,
would his parents have been killed?
Okay, say that they were killed without the money. It doesn't matter. The money, at this point, is inconsequential, because it's just saying he doesn't have it. But his parents still die.
I don't think he would... I really don't, because...
Now you're arguing semantics about it.
No.
Say this is a kid who's poor with his parents, and he sees him get shot. Does he become Batman?
No, because I don't think he can... Part of the reason why he becomes Batman is because he has the money.
I think, you know, he gets kicked. He gets sent to an orphanage.
Yeah,
break it down for us, David.
He goes to like 5 different families. He gets abused at one of them,
sexually.
Sure. Then he goes and sells his body when he's on his own at like 17 or 18.
Going with this.
And then he develops a drinking problem. Then he develops a drinking problem, and he's doing crack, and he's, you know, he probably just drinks himself to early crack.
So what you're saying is he became that mid to late 1980s hero that they did a couple specials on ABC, Owlman.
You know who he becomes? Hobo with a shotgun.
Boom! I like where this is going even more!
That
well played, sir.
I think we've established that I don't think he'd become Batman.
I don't think he'd become Batman, but he could become somebody different.
Okay, but he'd still be a hero.
Different character.
Okay, see,
maybe a villain. Maybe he's so
I see,
off.
Yeah, I would think...
Have you guys read Nemesis?
No.
It's like the opposite of Batman. He wears all white. He looks like Batman, though, just no ears. And the fact is he uses guns like a motherfucker.
Really?
He's rich and bored, and all he does is ruin the world for people.
I would see him becoming a villain before I would see him becoming Batman.
Just being so angry.
That and the fact that, you know, I don't think he would have money. And
see,
part of every villain wants money.
Yeah, he has nothing.
Yeah, he has nothing.
Everything he's ever had is taken from him, and now he's alone and bitter, and he's just angry. That's all. I think he'd become a villain.
I think he'd become a villain.
There's a good possibility he'd become a villain.
I would, your typical stereotypical thing.
I disagree. When Luther had literally ruined Gotham and brought everything down, he was like, now you're nothing. Like, because he was exposing the Batman was, or the Bruce Wayne was Batman. He was like, now you've got nothing. You can't keep on. He was like, I do this to stop it from happening to other people. You know? Money be damned. I'll still kick your ass. And that's how
He had already established himself as Batman, though.
Still, though, it's the idea. Like, he had the idea as a kid when he saw his parents dead. I never want this to happen to anyone else.
He had the experience as Batman to know how to carry it on from there.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed and he didn't have the money in the start, he'd have to start in a whole new way.
And
it would
I just
harder.
Don't see that happening.
It would be harder for
really?
Him.
Yeah, I don't
I
see that happening.
He would
I mean,
struggle a lot more.
Yeah.
Bryce, you're so superficial. I'm really let down.
Why?
It's all about money with you.
It's Bruce Wayne! That's DC's version of Tony Stark. Do you think Tony Stark would have been Iron Man if he didn't have money?
His suit would look like the Mark One, and it'd probably continue to look like the
Mark
One.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the one thing between, you know, that Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne. They're all brains. They're smart.
Tony Stark, because of his heart condition, would never have created anything.
He would have been a Bruce Banner hired by the government to make stuff. And then the only way you'd get to pilot it is if he stole it.
Yeah. I mean, so, but, okay.
Because, like, say, he built
the Mark One. But you're saying he'd still be Iron Man.
He built the Mark One out of all that crap in that cave.
Yeah.
But, like I said, you know, he
but would he have been in that cave in the first place if he didn't have money?
Yeah, you got a good point there.
See?
He would never have been.
But here's the thing. The comic book version, he didn't have heart problems when it, you know, like, because of those guys, he had heart problems already.
Yeah.
So, the whole thing
Hell, if he didn't have money, he'd probably be dead then.
Yeah, good point. His
you
heart would
kill him. No, we're talking about the two characters in both universes that are more wealthy than anybody.
His parents wouldn't have been able to.
Hey, you got three kidneys, why don't you sell one? Well, maybe you can start being a superhero.
I'm a mutant.
You are a mutant.
With the crappiest mutant power.
I know, yeah.
I pee a lot.
One shot extra.
Yeah. We need to put a fire out. Go!
Okay, anyways,
that's quite the spike.
That's going to be really loud.
Yeah.
I'm totally leaving it in there.
No, you're not. Don't do that, dude. Seriously. Because we got people that listen on their headphones.
Someone's going to think I'm talking too soft, and they're going to turn it up, and then that's going to happen, and they're
going to go dead. I'm going to save that as a soundbite and just insert it so we, like, start hearing about on the news of how people were, like, 50 people, because that's our subscribers right now, 50 people's heads explode.
Okay. Anyway.
So, Batman... Not Batman.
Not Batman. I don't see...
I still think so, but the consensus says no.
Okay. So, next question.
I
can't believe we actually got a question.
Yeah.
We're moving up in the world.
Wanted to know where we stand on the Infinity Gauntlet. You say Adam Warlock's a pimp. I say he's a puss. Anybody that rides bitch on the Silver Surfer's board, I'm sorry. They should have just been out in space sucking each other off.
Hell, even Hulk would ride bitch on his board back to Earth.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I like the Silver Surfer.
Really?
I do.
I love Silver Surfer.
He's the most
awesome.
Overpowered pussy out there. Like, the coolest thing he ever did was team up with Green Lantern and get some ass whooping on.
I have that issue, by the way.
Yeah, me too. It was a good book. But that was, like, his most badass-ness.
He was pretty badass in Planet Hulk, too. Silver Savage, yeah.
He was badass.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get caught up on that now.
I've got the hardcover.
I told you he's got them all.
I got the hardcovers, I'll let you read them.
No. I just don't take things from him like some other people do.
I'm not gonna go spend my money on that DC shit.
Hulk is not DC.
No, but the things that I borrow from him are the flashpoints, which are. So anyway, so Infinity Gauntlet, Tom, go.
Great story arc. First story arc I ever got. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's the first one that I was like, I don't have this whole thing. And I actually had to go looking for it.
So you're talking about, like, after you started collecting comics. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it was really good. It included every Marvel hero, and they all went up and got their asses handed to them.
Very easily, too.
By a guy that was, for lack of a better phrase, a god. He did not ascend to omnipotence. He stayed in a mortal form to impress death with his battle, and it did not happen. So, yeah, he killed half the universe, too, to you know.
Impress death.
Yeah, because he was in love with the embodiment of death. So, yeah, it was a great story arc, lots of fun to read. Do I remember how everything got put back to normal?
To kind of break down what the Infinity Gauntlet is for those who don't know, there were six Infinity Gems. Each gem had mastery over one aspect of the universe, which was time, space, mind, soul, reality, and power. So all of those together basically just gone.
Which, by the way, made an appearance in the Avenger comics earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah. The Red Hulk got a hold of the... Red Gem, which is strength.
Power.
Yeah, and punched the... whoever that dude was that had hijacked them all. It was pretty badass.
Dude, I can't stay up with the universes.
But yeah, putting those gems together on the gauntlet basically made Thanos God. I mean, dude could manipulate reality, time, just anything he wanted to do. But
you think
thought.
If you got, like, the reality gem, that's it. If you can that's manipulate... All you need. Yeah, and that's all you need. Yeah. You manipulate reality, and you're just like, okay, I win. So really, you just need that one gem. Somebody got lazy in the writing.
Well, what was the green gem? Because that's the one that...
That's Adam, the soul gem.
Yeah, that's the one that Adam Warlock got at the very beginning when he... when he went from him, because he used to be called him. Adam Warlock was called him, and then he like cocooned himself.
And became Adam. And then he took the title Warlock.
Yeah, and then he got the soul, his green soul?
Yeah, the green soul gem.
Yeah, and then he got the green soul gem, and that's whenever.
Yeah, he was the, it was an experiment to be the...
Because Thanos is the one that put him, that made him a glove. Right? Because they were all separate, and then that's what the story arc was about.
Yeah, he just placed the gems in his own gauntlet.
Yeah, he placed them on his... Okay.
And the dude whooped up, not just on the Marvel Heroes, but he whooped up on the universe's cosmic entities.
Yeah.
He smacked up Galactus, the Stranger, the Titan Kronos, Epoch, Love and Hate. He even smacked the crap out of Eternity.
Yeah, the whole thing is he took on the corporeal forms of... You know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Marvel's badassery?
No, he
works.
Yeah.
Of the ethereal, of there's the universe, or what was his name? Eternity?
Eternity.
Yeah, it's not a physical thing, but he took on the physical being of it and still kicked its ass.
Yeah, so he was a... It was a great series. Was it done back in the 90s, I believe?
Yeah.
Late 80s.
Yeah, it was like...
Late 80s, early 90s, like okay, yeah.
88, 89, somewhere around there, I think.
Yeah. But, yeah, one thing I loved about it, you know, the most was that just seeing all your favorite heroes just get smoked.
Yeah.
In weird ways.
In weird ways.
It's not like... With Wolverine's adamantium turning into rubber.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. He busts Captain America's shield with just like a little swat.
Yeah, but you know how he killed Captain America? Because he would not submit.
No, yeah, no, you can't expect Cap to submit. Hell no.
Block of solid space or something around his head.
Yeah.
Cut off the air.
He did it to Cyclops, too.
He
did that to Cyclops. Cyclops' head, so he couldn't shoot a beam.
Yeah, well, he suffocated.
I thought Cyclops' beam blasted him back.
Probably didn't set the deal, but he couldn't breathe either, because, yeah, he went down.
Okay, then I must be thinking about Cyclops, and what did he do with Captain America? How did he kick Captain America's ass?
Honestly, I want to say he just smacked the shit out of him.
Yeah, I think he just smacked him.
Alright, well...
He turned like the Hulk and Thor into, like, plants or something.
Thor, he picked up Mjolnir and threw it into space, and... Thor reverted back to his human form. The Hulk, I don't even remember what he did with the Hulk. Gave him a tug job and sent him on his way. You know, if he's not angry, he's not powerful, so he just made him real happy.
No, he was pretty angry. But I'm trying to find out here how he...
It's alright. That's semantics.
That was one of the best series.
Yeah, that was one of the original story arcs that I can keep going back and reading. And I just get a sense of dread from the get-go. Upcoming events. Tokyo and Tulsa is coming up July 15th through the 17th. We'll be there. Catch us. Meet up with us. Tell us if you like our show or not. If you don't, prepare to get into a physical altercation. But, you guys pick on Bryce. He's the smallest. I don't know.
I'm bigger than him.
You're taller than me.
Yeah, but Dave's been taking Krav Maga classes, so.
Krav what?
Krav Maga?
I'm not taking Krav Maga, but I've done whatever it was.
Whatever it's called.
Like Karma Sutra or something?
Oh, Krav Maga is Israeli fighting combat.
Oh.
You really need to quit picking your ears with those drumsticks.
Please.
I'm not picking my ears.
My niece and nephew like to play with those, and sometimes they stick them in their mouth. I mean, I have to wash that mouth.
Yeah. So gross. Anyway, so there's Tokyo and Tulsa coming up. We'll be there. Give us a shout. The main event, I believe, is free for everybody that wants to go. There's going to be lots of cosplay. And
what is the main thing behind? I've never been to Tokyo, Tulsa. What is their main thing they focus on?
Tokyo,
Japanese culture.
Culture in general.
And for the most part, it's kind of like a Japanese OK Plus Nerds. Because they invite all these voice actors and animators and everybody to come in that
oh, that's done stuff. That's what I was wondering. Is it about Japanese games, movies, yes. Comics?
Yes.
Okay, it's not just strictly like you're not going to see stuff like ancient Japanese samurai's booth. Or,
no.
You know.
I swear. We, amongst the three of us.
That's what I was just wondering because it's just called Tokyo Tulsa.
Tokyo and Tulsa.
Tokyo and Tulsa. And like I said, I've never been to one, so I'm just kind of wondering what to expect. Maybe for people listening who haven't been before, what can they expect?
Can you put shit down? Maybe participate in the show?
I'm not trying to talk over people.
That doesn't mean you can sit there and just play with shit.
Would you rather me play with myself?
God bless.
I'm just letting you talk. I didn't want to talk over you.
Well, thanks for letting us talk. You can participate, just not yell and interrupt. Guys, guess what I found down by the old watering hole? It's a dead body. Let's go poke it with a stick.
That's a great movie.
That was a good movie.
Yep. Okay, so there's our upcoming events. Is there anything else coming up this summer? There's a brewing festival in Tulsa. I'm going to be out of town. It's at the end of July.
Where are you going?
I'm in California.
What are you going to California for? Oh, that wedding.
Yeah.
Wedding in California?
Yep.
All the way to California for a wedding?
Yeah, and the next week I've got a wedding in England, which I'm not going
to
make.
Is this somebody that listens to us?
No, but I could advertise.
Oh, in
that case. Making cards. I've got cards coming in. You guys should make some cards of your own, too. They're kind of cool. Yeah, it means we're legit. But for the most part.
I would totally forget to hand them out. I have cards.
My name's Dave. I've got a podcast.
I've got a card, but it's not on me.
Now, there's a big thing going on. Like, people don't like to call podcasts podcasts. They say it sounds dirty, so they want to call it a radio show. I'm fine with calling it a podcast, although I do enjoy saying I've got a radio show because people are more interested in, you know, listening to that. They don't really know what a podcast is.
It's a podcast. We're not radio.
We're using bandwidth like any other...
Or podcasts.
This is a radio show. Alright, this whole thing of you guys texting each other back and forth.
I'm trying to find events.
I'm on Facebook.
What the fuck are you doing on Facebook?
I was looking at the Comic-Con for San Diego.
The Oklahoma Scottish Festival's coming.
Yeah?
Yeah. September 16th through the 18th.
Okay, that's in September. We'll plug that later. Seriously.
No, seriously.
Contribute. Contribute.
Octoberfest.
I have no upcoming events, except this time next week I might have a little kid.
Oh, that's true. That's going to be an event unto itself.
Yep. Yeah, so you guys prepare for that phone call.
November. Yeah, you should start hearing babies crying while we're doing the show. You can edit that out, though, can't you?
Yeah. Okay. Movies.
Tokyo and Tulsa, July 15th to the 17th.
We've already established that.
I know. I'm just saying it one more time, people.
Thanks for catching up with the show, Dave.
I'm just saying it one more time. I want to get it out there one more time.
Dates, yeah, but you're not saying it any
somebody
louder.
Somebody was looking for a pen when you said it the first time, and they're able to write it down now because I said it a second time.
Well, make sure you say it loud enough for them to hear.
Tokyo and Tulsa, July 15th through the 17th, 2011.
I swear to God, he and I laugh louder than you yell into the mic.
Well, high five.
Spike!
The clap was louder.
Okay.
God.
Well, we've already kind of gone over movies.
Well, I went over movies. Have you seen any movies?
I was working all week.
All right. Did you see any movies?
I watched Spider-Man 2 at the hotel.
I saw it on TV, too.
Yeah.
Careful. Don't spoil it.
Best Spider-Man movie they did.
Yeah, the Spider-Man 2 is the best one.
I don't know. I mean, it's better than the third one. But the first one's still partial just because it was the first time it had sentimental value.
But is the origin story ever the best story?
I think if it's told right. I like Raimi did a good job.
I didn't like the Green Goblin.
Well, I didn't either. I mean, it was
really hokey.
Well, they made him too, like, you know, armored. I mean, he should have been flying around in a fucking, you know, no armor. I mean,
he didn't need armor. Green Goblin never had armor.
That's true.
So
that's true. I like the costume. I didn't like the armor setup.
But that's really all I've had time to watch. Watched a little bit of the Tour de France because that started last week. So
yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You gonna get out and ride your bike this year?
David, you gonna
get out and ride mine? I hope so. Take it out for a second time.
Spins nice bill on the bike, and
it just looks so pretty. I'm afraid to get it dirty.
I haven't watched anything. I mean, I watched. Did you watch Wilfred last night?
Yes.
Very funny.
That show is hilarious. It gets better and better and better.
I don't understand. I would have beat the crap out of that dog after all the crap he's done to him.
That's his only friend.
I understand, but I still would beat the crap out of him.
The dog's bigger than he is.
Yeah.
I love the laser light, too.
That was hilarious.
That was great.
That was, yeah. Did you watch Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
I like that show, too.
Where he was looking for the apartment?
Yeah, $17 million.
So you would have a monthly mortgage of $80,000.
Yeah.
Let's check your bank account. Right now, in your savings, you have $7,000. We should probably look at something less.
Yeah.
But now, like, he's... Louis C.K. is, like, everywhere you look.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about him, like, almost every episode.
We talked about him last episode. Or, no, the episode before last.
We've talked about him a lot.
Really? He's fun.
He is funny.
So...
Rumored TV shows coming up. I just read about it. I know it's been circulating since 2010. Was that ABC and the Incredible Hulk TV show?
It'll go the way that Wonder Woman went.
It's not the same guy directing it. The guy that directed Wonder Woman fucking butchered that shit.
Yeah.
He had not picked up a Wonder Woman comic. He probably hadn't even touched the comic. The only thing he probably touches is his dick after doing lines of blow off of the actresses.
Guillermo del Toro?
The Hellboy guy?
Yeah, he's behind the TV show.
For Incredible Hulk?
Yes. Yes.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah, he is behind producing
Pan's Labyrinth is still one of my all-time favorite movies.
God, that's brutal to watch on some points, but...
I love that movie. That movie's just... It's so fucking freaky.
Yeah.
But they said some of the things that they were going to do for the Hulk was going to be a little bit of CG. I believe they might even use a real actor.
Well, they're going to have Lou. Hulk. He's like 80.
No, not Lou. But, and then they also said something to the effect of maybe even, like, Puppet Master style effects. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Wait, Puppet Master? You mean like the old... horror movie Puppet Masters, or do you mean like Jim Hansen with his hand up his ass?
I would assume like robotics.
Yeah, yeah. Or we'll go with robotic puppetry.
Robotic puppetry. Wait, I forget what the term they use for it. Though. They're going to combine CG, that, and I think maybe an actor.
Yeah.
But yeah, the I'm saying his name. Guillermo del Toro. Yeah. He's been in the works on it with ABC. And that was one thing with the Disney purchase Marvel was excited about was potentially taking their characters and approaching the small screen and not just the big screen.
Yeah.
I think they want to take other characters and try to put them into TV shows of their own. But it's going to be a work in progress. It's going to take a while. I think they said that they plan on doing that Hulk TV series for ABC after the Avengers release.
Oh, very cool. Alright, cool. So that. David, you watch any movies?
I haven't been able to get out and watch anything. I wanted to catch Transformers. I haven't yet.
It's good. It's worth it.
Looking forward to Captain America. That's the next thing I want to go to the theater to check out.
I would not say that Transformers is necessarily a must-see in 3D. It's good in 3D. Not enough of it is worth it to see in 3D, though.
Yeah, part of me doesn't want to see any movies in 3D.
Yeah, the only reason I did is because, you know.
Or I may go see it regular first, and then if I like it that much, I'll go back and check it out in 3D.
No. All right, comics. Bryce.
Well, I went Tuesday and picked up the last 2 weeks. I really like what they're doing with Amazing Spider-Man. Are you following? You're not following Spider-Man? Mm. I didn't know if you were going to get that or not. They're doing some story arc where it's like spider infestation or something like that.
Right.
And where like New York, like, and it's the Jackal again. The Jackal's back. You know.
The Jackal.
Professor Warren, the whole clone saga bullshit guy.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so somehow, like, he's like sending out little
bugs, and so it's infecting all of New York and giving people certain abilities of Spider-Man. So, like, some people are, you know, sticking the walls, some people have super strength, you know, it's just...
Some people can web-sling?
Well, no, because that's not a genetic thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But,
changed.
They, so this last issue that I had had Anti-Venom in it, who is actually Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock's not Venom anymore.
What? How is he Anti-Venom?
Because he's, like, white... And he,
with the black symbol?
Yeah, he's white with the black symbol. He's really badass looking.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I thought
well,
that
was when he comes in contact with Spider-Man, he weakens Spider-Man. Like, he can shoot his costume on the Spider-Man, uh-huh. and it sucks Spider-Man's powers away.
So oh, wow. It is a symbiote?
You know, that I don't know, because he came along whenever I had gone on my little break and uh-huh. didn't collect comics. But all I know is that it's Eddie Brock. And, you know, Venom has his own arc now, and it's Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Flash Thompson's Venom.
Yeah, oh, that's really good.
Oh, it's, his story is awesome. And I'll tell you what, I got the last issue of the Carnage art.
What are you laughing about? I looked up Anti-Venom, and I Wikipedia'd it, and I didn't realize it, but it's like, Anti-Venom is a biological product used in the treatment of venomous bites or snakes. Okay.
But well, I got issue 5 of the Carnage story arc, which they're bringing Carnage back to his full potential.
He looks badass.
Anti-Venom looks fucking wicked.
He looks pretty wicked.
But
well, it shows them fighting each other.
Yeah. And then let's see what else.
Is there a PlayStation game?
I kind of liked Eddie Brock. I really wish he'd stayed Venom.
He got cancer.
I know, but I hate Flash Thompson.
Eddie Brock got cancer, and, like, if you, there was the whole Spider-Man, Back in Black saga, like, right before One More Day and all that shit, and Eddie Brock was, like a withered skeleton of what he was. I mean, he had cancer, and he was on his deathbed, and...
Did he get cancer from the symbiote?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Probably used his cell phone too much.
I think someone infected him. And gave him cancer. Like it was a biological like
okay.
something, you know?
Tech.
Yeah. But
is Flash Thompson still a tool?
No, I mean
No Flash Thompson's awesome. Like Flash Thompson is heading up the Spider-Man fan club.
Well, he's been doing that since the '70s. But he lost his legs in the war. And so Flash Thompson's in a wheelchair and has no legs. And so when he's Venom, you know, he's...
The symbiote makes legs for him.
Yeah, makes legs for him, and, you know, and since he's been, you know, the biggest Spider-Man fan ever, you know, he's got all of Spider-Man's abilities, and so he's...
He also knows who Spider-Man now is, of course, right?
No. Because the symbiote is not necessarily... I mean, it's the same symbiote, but it's not the same symbiote that was on Eddie Brock. Like, it doesn't have... The memories of Peter Parker, like Venom had. Like, the original Venom.
It remembers hating him, though. The whole thing is its major drive is just to kill Spider-Man, and he doesn't know why.
Yeah. And that becomes very apparent on the last panel, on the last page of the last Venom comic, when him and Peter are sitting on the couch together.
Yeah.
And... Yeah.
Because
they were bickering about, you know, Spider-Man. Like, Peter was like... Oh, you know, Spider-Man was just, you know, trying to save the day. And
well, he even, like, conceded. He's like, maybe you're right, maybe it is. Yeah. And, you know, like, backed off. And you could, like, see they're, like, eyeballing each other without moving their heads.
And seeing that's what's kind of fueling this is, you know, Spider-Man doesn't have his spider sense right now. So you would think that, you know, he would be able to detect, you know, that something was wrong with Flash because it's not the same Venom.
But does have a spider sense.
No, he doesn't. Spider-Man lost his spider sense. He has no spider sense. That's why he's training with Master, whatever Doctor Strange's little Chinese guy was, the fight,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't have a spider sense anymore. His spider sense got taken away when he was, he was doing something. This was about a month ago. And he doesn't have a spider sense.
I thought that was Ultimate.
No. Amazing Spider-Man does not have his spider sense.
Wow.
Yeah, which you know, kind of adds, you know,
a lot more, you know, suspense to stuff, because you would think he'd be able to detect, you know, something wrong, because it's not the same, you know, venom, but because he couldn't detect venom, you know, because of the symbiote. But really, other than that, I don't really remember.
See. It says here, just a side note, for anti-venom, Mr. Negative was able to cure Eddie's cancer, causing the inner cells of the old symbiote to fuse to his white blood cells.
That way, okay.
And when he came into contact with the old symbiote again, his skin rejected it, and the white stuff started coming out of his pores.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. And,
They're
loud, aren't they?
The dogs, yeah.
Yeah, the dogs. Sorry, that's dogs in the background, folks. In the last issue of Amazing Spider-Man, that was the big showdown, was Anti-Venom versus Mr. Negative. So, really, other than that, I got a bunch of comics, but those are really the main ones that I remember reading.
I have a hard time. One thing I hate about the whole, they wait for a month, is you read one, and then when the next issue comes out, you almost got to reread the last issue.
That's why I like Amazing Spider-Man right now, because it's coming out bi-monthly.
Yeah, I wish they would do more bi-monthly. Yeah. But, I imagine it's hard to draw these things out, write storylines out, and then push it, and then you got to get another one out 2 weeks later.
I remember another one that I got. Iron Man's Fear Itself, where he's still in France going up against the Great Gargoyle. That's a pretty badass story. Tony gets his fucking ass beat.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore smashed. But, let's see, I also got Future Foundation number 5. That's pretty weird, because there's like all these different Reeds from all these different dimensions.
Really?
Yeah.
Reed Richards.
Yeah, it's like all these different Reeds.
They all a bunch of eggheads.
Yeah. It's real weird.
To me, that would seem like it would be a very boring story arc.
A bunch of Reed Richards. These Reeds are evil. Or they're not trying to be evil, but what they're trying to accomplish is evil.
Like Dr. Dooms?
Well, no, see sort of. this Earth's Reed Richards is teaming with Dr. Doom to figure out why all these Reeds are doing what they're doing. So, but yeah, other than that, that's really about all I got.
All right, Dave, comic books.
I picked up, of course, one of my Green Lantern issues, but I have not been able to read it because I was reading the last story arc, which was the War of the Green Lanterns, and it ends in Green Lantern 67, which doesn't release till July 13th. But they've already released Green Lantern Emerald Warriors, which picks up after
the war.
Yes, they did. So,
and that's why DC kicks itself in the nuts.
So, because they were Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps were supposed to be released like 2 weeks ago, and they never came out. They pushed the dates back on for some reason.
But they went ahead and released
Emerald Warriors that comes after.
Read it?
No.
Are you waiting?
I'm waiting.
Oh, I would be so pissed. Piss me off.
Yep.
Yeah. I went in there and I told the comic guys, I was like, y'all normally pull Green Lantern, I'm not seeing it on the shelf. He's like, it didn't come in. And I go to DC Comics online to check my dates, and I plug them into my list on my phone so that when I go...
I need to start doing that, because I bought duplicates like the last month.
Exactly. I check them off, and then when I get home from the store...
Yeah, because I forget.
When I go to the store, I update my phone list.
Show me how to do that after
the show. I downloaded an app. If you can get apps on your phone, you can probably get this app, and it's pretty easy. So, yeah, you can get it. So we'll go over it. But yeah, so I'm waiting to read because I don't want to jump ahead.
I would be so pissed.
I ended up having to wait another 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I'd be pissed too.
I haven't been able to read anything. I was a big Godzilla fan growing up, and I bought this new series, Godzilla Kingdom of Monsters. But it's there's not much to it other than that, you know, they're just destroying a bunch of stuff. So,
You know, like the guy, how they're doing, like, if your comic book store orders 500 issues,
that was just for issue one.
Yeah. But you know, he's having to do like 1,500 custom prints.
Even for issues, I think it's only going to be a 6-issue deal. But even for issues 2, 3, and up to 4 right now, he's doing like 5 or 6 different covers for each one.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Now that I'm back into comics and stuff, I try to pick up alternate covers if I can.
Yeah,
just so I don't make when they did their Brightest Day, I went up, picked up all the individual White Lantern covers from all the different DC series just to have White Lantern covers, yeah.
Is there a White Lantern?
Yes, there was a White Lantern there at the end of the Blackest Night.
When Batman became the White Lantern for that couple, issue or for those couple pages, mm-hmm. on that was pretty, he was a pretty badass looking White Lantern.
He became a Yellow Lantern for like a few seconds.
Yeah.
Really?
The Ring jumped on because he can create great fear.
Oh.
But then it was like his will was stronger than his fear, so the Ring took off. It was on him for like literally a second and then it took off.
When Batman was the White Lantern, he almost looked as badass as he does Black.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Cool. The Brightest Day story arc was, it involved the White Lantern and a bunch of heroes that got resurrected after the Blackest Night to bring back the warrior for Earth, which ended up being Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
It was, which was pretty cool. DC buying the rights to him, bringing him back. I loved him as a kid. Swamp Thing. Oh, yeah. I love Swamp Thing.
Unfortunately, the movies don't hold up at all.
Yeah, no.
Like, they should do a new Swamp Thing movie and just make it badass.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool.
What about you? Since I drove past you at the comic book shop today.
Shit, you just outed me.
Uh-oh.
I had to be here at 7:30, so I ran by the comic book shop real fast. Real fast. I only picked up a couple... I picked up a new Spider-Man, Death of Spider-Man, because I opened the last one, and, you know, I had to read it. I got, number one, Prelude to Schism, X-Men, because I didn't have that and I haven't read it yet. I got book 4, Fear Itself, the Batman Night of Vengeance number 2, and the Flashpoint number 3, and they're all really good. Go pick them up. Going down to Mammoth Comics, Sean of Mammoth Comics, this program, I can't really say we're supported by him, because he doesn't know we exist.
Oh, so you haven't talked to him about it yet?
No.
I'm just going to let you do that because you're more vocal than I am. And I didn't want to be, you know, just up there, you know, just not getting the point across.
I'm waiting for cards to come in. So if he's got questions, he can email me and whatnot. And I can give him a card. It seems like so much nicer when you can say, hey, here's a card.
Yeah.
If you have questions, get in touch with me. Can I give you my digits? Pick those up. Great comics. Whole bunch of stuff coming out soon. Really exciting time. There's a couple story arcs going on. As far as, I'm paying attention more to the independent presses type stuff. I thought you were going to cough.
I have compressed it.
So Nemesis, Superior, Kick-Ass 2, those are probably my favorites right now.
Kick-Ass is actually Marvel.
No, it's not.
Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass is not. Mark Miller and all of them, that's their own independent press.
I think Marvel has a hand in it.
They may have had a hand in the movie.
Maybe I misread that. No, I think they had a hand in the comic.
I don't think so. Mark Miller had a lot to do with Marvel, but they've got their own press. Like, they say fuck and shit and all sorts of crazy stuff all over the place. It's Marvel has nothing to do. Like, they don't even advertise Marvel stuff in their book.
Kick-Ass number 2, Marvel.com.
Go to Marvel.com. I'm sure Marvel will sell it.
That's what I thought. I thought it had something to do with Marvel.
No, it's a totally different press altogether. Dude, you really need to pick them up and read.
No, I know. That's why I was going to get it, because it was a Marvel comic.
No, it's not. It's way better.
A 2008 Marvel comic series. Then we're talking about two completely different Kick-Asses then.
Kick-Ass 2.
Written
by Mark Miller.
Yeah.
You know. It is not a Marvel comic.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing, but it's like the same as Nemesis, and It's literally the same presses.
Because it's also John Romita Jr.
Okay, that's the first.
Yeah. But it's a 2008 Marvel comic series.
It's Icon.
Which is a Marvel comic subsidiary.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes. I'm not trying to blow smoke up
your ass. No, I see it. Publisher, Icon, / Marvel. Wow, when did Marvel start?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, come on, just give it to me. Come on.
You want to keep your balls?
You were right, Brycey Pooh. You were right.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
No, but Mark Miller's a badass.
Dude.
I mean, he's a badass.
So I read the Nemesis books, and it was some twisted shit.
Yeah.
What
are those?
Nemesis. Okay, I was telling you about how Nemesis is the opposite of Batman.
Oh, okay, that's right.
The story centers around this like police detective that busts down on this family that's doing people trafficking, like trafficking people for slavery and whatnot.
Yeah,
like sexual slavery, and he busts this family. And the story is that this kid whose parents are taken away, his mother is in the electric chair or the injection chamber or whatnot, and her last words to her son are "make everyone pay" or "make him pay" or something like that.
Nice.
And this
always leads into a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're sitting there and like this kid like gives up everything, just like Batman, goes wandering around the world, and he's like, by the time he's 16, he's a drug czar, and comes home, claims his family fortune, and starts fucking the world up for everyone.
Now, is this a DC thing?
No, this is Icon. This is Nemesis in a Marvel. Like,
okay.
But, so it's like totally reverse Batman. Instead
Do you
of
have
like,
those here?
No. Oh, okay. They're at the house.
Okay.
But it is fucked up, like the things they do to this chief of police now.
Yeah.
And he's, like, chief of police of Washington, D.C., and, Nemesis is just blowing, like throwing millions of dollars at blowing shit up. Kidnaps the chief's son and daughter, and you think he's going to kill him, but he doesn't. The chief gets them back, and then Nemesis says, well, of course I'll let you have them back. Your daughter's pregnant, and she's going to have triplets, and your son's the father. Yeah. Like,
is he like a psychic too or something?
No. He knocked the kids out. You know, I say kids. They're like, you know, 16, 17, 18 or whatnot. But he knocks the kids out, artificially inseminates the sister, makes sure that three eggs are fertilized, and then, you know, lets the dad save them. Like, he fucks up everybody.
Huh. Wow.
And,
that's kind of morbid.
Yeah, it's real twisted. But, like, he gets to the point where, like, you know, when it's all said and done, he's like, why are you doing this? He's like, really? I'm just a bored millionaire.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what? I thought you were a billionaire. And it turns out, like, the actual Nemesis is, like, fucking Professor Moriarty type shit. All he does is find people that are rich and bored and says, how would you like to ruin the world for other people?
Nice.
And just keeps setting people up. And goes, you'll hear of me, but you'll never actually see me. Because the police chief shoots Nemesis in the head and his brain starts bleeding out. And he's like, oh, I fucking got him. And then he realizes he never got him.
What are you buying over there?
I'm not buying anything. I'm trying to find a...
He's buying porn.
No, there's a 3-part series here called Identity Wars. It involves Incredible Hulk Annual Number 1, Deadpool Annual Number 1.
Oh, yeah,
1.
And Spider-Man.
I can't find Spider-Man.
Yeah, I have them all.
Do you have... I want to get Hulk and Deadpool, yeah, but I can't find Spider-Man.
It's a cool series. It's like Hulk, Deadpool, and Spider-Man get caught in this...
alternate universe.
Well, yeah, what it is the Spider-Man of this alternate universe, this Peter Parker of this alternate universe, is this brainchild, like Reed Richards type brainchild, and he creates this portal that sucks in the Spider-Mans from all these other dimensions, and he absorbs their powers, and he becomes stronger. You know, what does that sound like? What story is that?
Jet Li did a movie called...
The One.
The One.
So... So, when
that happens to, you know, our Amazing Spider-Man, the Hulk and Deadpool are there. And so they all get sucked in there too. And there's the very first one's pretty funny because Deadpool and then that dimension of Deadpool.
Says it teams up with.
Yeah, they team up together and go on like this killing spree and everything. But and then like the other Deadpool dies and gets sent to hell, and our Deadpool's all like, no.
I love Deadpool.
So that's a pretty good arc.
Was that Spider-Man this year?
Yeah.
It was? Okay, I'm going to go to the comic shop and check him out. Yeah. I find him on here that I put him in my
desk. Well, the last...
That sounds to me like you're getting porn.
Okay.
Anywho.
Dave, you should put that up.
What?
Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, whatever. Me and Bryce are actually sticking to the format here.
Yeah.
Whatever you are. You guys are sitting there. You guys play on your shit forever, and all I do is bring up one video where a chick's blowing a dude.
We're actually looking at stuff that's proving you wrong.
I know.
Bazinga! No, Jesus. But the last one just came out. The Hulk just came out last week.
Yeah, but Annual Spider-Man was this year as well.
Yeah, it was like a month ago, a month or two ago.
So I should still be able to pick it up.
I think the ones come out every month. So it's been within the last 3 months.
Okay, I'm going to mark that down. I'm going to go pick those up.
We about good? We done?
I think. Nerd questions. I think we should start posing questions that people would like to answer.
Ooh, yeah. Good, that's good. I need to think, though.
Okay.
On this one.
Well, if you need to think, I will give you 2 seconds, and...
There's an Irish guy at work that I work with. He's...
Oh, is it going?
Yeah.
There's an Irish guy I work with.
Are you sure? No, it's not. Oh.
It is.
I see recording.
Balls. Okay. Yeah, it did. It spiked.
Dynamite! Where the fuck did that start? You hit... Okay, questions. Bryce, what's your question?
Who's going to be the new Ultimate Spider-Man? That's what I want to know. Since the new story arc starts on Wednesday.
Think his name's going to be Peter?
It has. We've been over this before. Whoever Spider-Man has to be Peter Parker. There cannot be a Spider-Man if it's not Peter Parker, because Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
They're going to have somebody different.
Well, they're going to have to because they killed him.
Yeah, exactly. It's the ultimate universe.
And so I'm not going to agree with it. Well, it's going to have to be... Like,
if you guys see like a small mushroom cloud erupt in Oklahoma, that just means Bryce opened up the new Spider-Man. And
Spider-Man, it's like Ultimate Fallout or something.
Whatever. His spider sensitivity started tingling.
Oh, jeez, that's overplayed. That is so overplayed. That's so last week.
Alright, Dave, what's your question?
I want to know with this new number one story arc starting, I want to know if they're going to do a new Hulk number one, because I cannot find anything online. I want to know what it's going to be called, so I don't miss it.
Really?
Yes, I can't find anything. Maybe I just don't know how to navigate Marvel website, but I can't find anything on if they're going to do a new Hulk number one.
Too complicated for your DC mind, isn't it?
Is the dick punch too last week 42? Because I can bring that back.
Well, you said you're going to stab me at the end of it.
Dick punch!
Is it really?
Yeah, you said. I kept egging you on or something.
I threatened you several times. Yeah. I can't remember everything.
I think it ended with, screw dick punch, I'm going to dick stab you.
That just sounds... I'm pretty sure I didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Even if I had a question...
Question number two, say that?
Yeah, if you guys are listening, please answer. Yeah, I can't even follow up with that. That's this week's show.
Wait, what's your question?
I don't have one.
You can't ask us to pose a question, and then you not pose one.
I pose them all show long.
No, you don't.
Why the fuck are you saying
that? Yeah, and then I prove you wrong.
Oh, bullshit. On one instance where it's a comic company.
That's all I needed. God. Just one.
Jesus.
He kind of admitted it there, too.
Yeah, he did. He goes, I'll be damned.
Fall out of my chair. All right.
I'd say wreck your bottle, but you've already done it.
What?
I'd say, why don't you just smash your bottle there, but you've already done that on the microphone.
That was loud.
Yeah.
So you really don't have a question?
Not so much. I have got questions, but they're not, like, your guys' questions are way more serious than what I meant. Like, you're wanting actual answers, and we're going to have the answers before anyone actually answers us. Because we'll have the comics and go get our shit.
True, because this won't be posted till...
Next week.
Oh, yeah, so... Well, I guess I need a new question.
No shit!
Well, I mean,
when
not,
I say, like, nerd questions, I don't mean, like, questions that we need answered. I'm like, questions that we want to ask, like, hey, if Rainbow Bright had a lesbian fest with strawberry shortcake,
Sports Center update.
Wow.
Yeah. Dave's computer just got excited with that thought. You know, what would happen? Would like strawberry shortcake like have colors all around her mouth?
Would she shit a Care Bear?
Oh,
gummy Care Bear.
God. But no, I mean, that's like not even my real question or a question.
So
I
you're wanting to know like,
I want a what if question. Like the what if like
the old comic books what if Wolverine had killed Sabretooth
like the what if questions that we were sent, like, hey, what if Batman, you know, didn't have his money and Bryce was so wrong,
but he agreed with me
that,
he met in the middle. David straddled the fence, and I gotta say it's gotta hurt the balls, but you know, he still gave us an answer.
I like looking at every aspect of a question.
Yeah, sure you do. Anyway,
alright.
I've got a what if. Now you just gotta give me time to think it up.
You're noisy tonight.
Apparently
you
lost it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't have a what if question in the beginning. Yeah, we're gonna think of stuff for next week. We're all
we got pause happy again.
Yeah, we're sitting there and we're bouncing around. It's all we're gonna go nerd out, recharge the old geek batteries.
I'm gonna read stuff actually this week, so
yeah,
I'll have more to talk about.
Gonna play some video games.
Got a feeling I'll be reading a lot of stuff sitting in a hospital.
Yeah, it's possible.
What if you can hook your Xbox up to that TV?
You know, I highly doubt that they're going to let me bring that in there.
But
you can bring it in with your suitcase of clothing.
Yeah. I've seen it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know that they told Erin, unless she has a C-section, she's only going to be in there for like 3 days.
Do you have a laptop?
Yeah.
Just wow.
Huh? I don't have a laptop that can handle well. Yeah, I know.
That's a badass Magneto, isn't it?
This Magneto is fucking pimp.
Alright, quit fondling the Magneto.
No, I mean, it's cool. You can even do his hands like he does in the comic, you know, where he's...
Alright, we are clocking out.
Wait, we got paid for this?
No, I haven't got a check yet. I never get a check.
Look, all I've done is spend money on this shit, so... I'll get back with you guys in a week.
I like his cape.
I'm gonna invest in a personal mic so everybody can hear me.
Yes, that would be good. I would like that very much, because I really don't even want to like worry about getting a smaller, crappier, personal mic, because I know that would pick us up because we're all so close in this room. Mm-hmm. I think we just changed the condenser setup, and you got your own personal mic. I had mine, and Bryce had his own. Volume would improve.
Just buy a sound booth.
Huh?
Just buy sound booth.
Where's the helmet? Yeah. Oh my god. I completely forgot about it.
Alright. Well, we're going before Bryce starts breaking shit. Talk to you guys later.
Magneto helmet.